Hallelujah. People of God, you are welcome in the presence of God. Time with Jesus is time with prayer, time with life, time with renewal, time with strength. In His presence, fullness of life, fullness of joy. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for being part of the family of the University of God. Today, as I stand here, in this place of wilderness, in this place of nature, I'm here to speak to your heart, to speak to your soul. When you look around, you see the beautiful scenery of nature. The sea, the waves, the mountains, the hills. And look at the sand of desert. We have wilderness, we have sea, we have mountains, we have vegetation around, signs of life everywhere. First and foremost, before we go into this time of message and prayer, let me take you to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. What is Paul saying? When we look at nature, in the light of God's word, we see the mighty hand of God at work. When you see the beautiful things of nature around you, nature teaches us that there is a God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, we understand by faith that nature and the worlds, visible and invisible, were created by the living word of God. When you look at this nature, look around, there seems to be no life. When you look closer, you see the ants, animals, a lot of life around us, unnoticed by the eyes of man, but full of life. King Solomon, in quest for the truth, checked nature and life to find out what is the vital principle of life. What is the purpose of life? He ended up in the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, which will lead us as a proof text of this message today. I will start from verse 24. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. Verse 25. The ants are a people not strong, but they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags, in the rocks of the mountain. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks, in group, in formation. The spider skillfully grasps with its hand, and it is in king's palaces. What does this mean to you and me? He saw that nature teaches us the manifold wisdom of God. In the midst of plenty, when everything is fine, when the supply is plenty, it is time to remember the times of scarcity. When you have good health, remember the times of sickness. Why? We know how to maintain good health. In times of great harvest, of plenty, the ants remember the difficult times ahead and they store food when the limited supplies become scarce. The trees teaches us the wisdom of God. When you look around the trees, you see today we are in spring. You see new herbs coming from the ground, new leaves that are full of life. But immediately we enter fall, you see the transformation of nature in the trees. The leaves begin to dry, and very soon, the tree will be empty of leaves. It looks dead. Why? The tree is entering survival mode. What is survival mode? Difficult time to come. If the animals, if the trees can teach us the law of nature because they understand, they respect, and they adjust to the process of nature for their survival. What about we? The bear in summer and fall begin to store food in preparation for the winter coming. Why? Because the bear knows that times for survival are coming. He prepares. Jesus said to you and me, watch and pray. If animals, if the ants can have such level of understanding, of recognition, of intelligence to prepare for difficult times because they respect the process of nature, what about we, the humans? What about we who are the greatest product of the Holy Spirit? Why man should not understand the times of seasons? Why could we not read the signs where we are today so we can enter survival mode when difficult times come? Jesus said, look around you. The harvest is plenty, but the labor is few. If you recognize the times of season, how can we recognize the times we are in? While we stand up, let us remember that God never promised to keep us away from difficult times, from hard times, but He promises to see us through. Are you in survival mode? What do I mean? What is your situation? Are you in a situation of sickness where there is no hope? Are you in a situation of sickness where there is no hope for healing? Are you in a dry season where there is no life-supporting material, as if you are in the wilderness of life? No money, no food, no help. And you begin to doubt the goodness of God in your life. Where is your faith? When you look at your situation today, what is your situation? Are you facing life-threatening situation? Are you facing hopelessness? The life of so many people around the world today, their faith is in survival mode. Today, I'm here to tell you, no matter what your circumstances look like, no matter the times and seasons you are in, God is whom you need Him to be in that situation. No matter what the signs and situations are saying today, they cannot determine your future tomorrow, because there is a way out. How do you stand the test of time today? How do you prepare for what is to come? The Bible says, my righteous shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. What does this mean to you and me? Many of us today, we have allowed our situation to stifle our faith. It is time to go back to the root and remember the words of Jesus. He said to you and I that you will have trouble in this world, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. When the disciples were around Him, Peter and others, they were seeing Jesus every day. They asked Jesus, why they do not fast? Jesus said, no, why should they fast? They have me. But times are coming when they will have me no more in the physical. Then they will fast. Are you overwhelmed by your situation today? Does it seem as if your faith has failed? Or you think God has failed you? God never fails. Never. Jesus prayed for Peter, said, Simon, circumstances and Satan are trying to sift you like wheat, but I pray your faith would not fail. I'm here to tell you, my dear brother and sister, listen to me. Your faith will not fail. A look of faith to Jesus will give you a slot of faith to stand the test of time. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can count on God's word being true. It can never fail without God failing, and God's word never fails. Jesus said in Mark chapter 13, 31, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. What has stifled your faith to the extent you say, I've lost my heart? Jesus said, take heart. Take heart, because He is alive. when the disciples were scattered and Jesus was crucified, their faith entered survival mode. What do I mean survival mode? When you are in a situation where the natural resources are dwindling to nothing and there's no life-supporting material, tap into the inward resources of God. When there's no food, the bear has to pay himself for a situation to come. Watch and pray, though that situation will not catch you unaware. They enter their den. And what happens? Their body temperatures come down. The pulse of their heart reduces. They begin to tap on the fat they have to survive the harsh condition of winter. And they survive. What about the trees, you see? On winter, no leaf, no fruit, it appears dead. But deep inside, there is survival mode. That's faith, root, and they live. And they survive the harsh condition of winter. At spring, a new life comes out. At spring, the trees come out. At spring, new life starts to emerge. Jesus entered the grave and came out the third day, and life began to spring. For all who believe in him, he said, they will never thirst again. They will never hunger again. Rivers of living water will flow. Hallelujah. Remember his words today. In John chapter 15, he said, I am the vine and you are the branches. When the tree is facing hard, difficult conditions, the leaves may die. No more fruit. Some branch may break and withers at those who lose their faith and venture out of Christ. But some branches remain in him, no matter the time, no matter the seasons. They remain in him by the gift of righteousness in the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? They are sustained by the root of faith. Faith is our root in God. Faith is the anchors of our soul. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Christ's hope is the anchor of our soul. Jesus said, if you remain in me, I remain in you. No matter the wilderness, no matter the time you will live, you will stand the test of time. We don't run away from situation. We stay put and get used to it and abide in Christ. The one who overcomes dwells in you and dwells in me. That's why we are alive today. That's why we overcome obstacles daily by acting on the word of faith. Where are your resources today? Are you short of life-supporting materials? No food at home? No money in the pocket? No job? Barrenness? Are you in the wilderness? When it seems to be over, it is still not over because Christ is alive. Begin to tap on the inward resources. Oh, my Lord. What are the inward resources? Step into faith. If your faith seems to be weak, or consciousness, or little faith is far from being the reason why you should not pray. When we enter survival mode through the valley of the shadow of death, we begin to pray the more. We begin to fast the more. When you enter survival mode, your focus goes on the essential. Your focus remains on God, not on that situation. You begin to feed on God's word. You begin to feed on God's life. And that's the life that sustains you and helps you to overcome whatever you see on the outside. What is the food that will help you to survive when you are walking in the wilderness of life? What is the food for your spirit, for your soul? That is the bridge to cross over your situation, to step into God's promises. How do you feed your soul in the winter? How do you feed your soul in the summer? Determine how you feed your soul in the winter. Right now, whatever happens to you, make sure the storeroom of your heart is filled with the resources of heaven. Make sure you have enough resources of heaven to sustain difficult times. What are the resources? Faith, the heavenly currency, to tap on God's resources. How do we have faith? To say, glory be to God when times are difficult. How do we have faith in the midst of sickness to glorify the name of the Lord? How do we have faith to cross difficulty, hard times, and venture into faith life victoriously? Faith, that's the means of victory, the only means of victory. That's why God said, my righteous shall live by faith. Are you ready? Are you ready to prepare for the future? Are you ready to prepare for tomorrow? When the times are good, when the times are difficult, you remain the same. A man of faith can be happy, whereas there's nothing to be happy about on the outside. Your faith will stand in Christ Jesus. When the times are good, when the times are difficult, you remain the same in Christ Jesus, victorious life, contented life. Nothing on the outside can take your mind from God. When you hear bad rumors, difficult times come, you will stand your solid ground, an overcoming spirit will take over you. That's the promise of heaven today. The Bible says, man is spirit, soul, and body. We know how to take care of this body. We know how to take care of our hair, our body. But how do you take care of your heart, the storeroom of the inward resources? The only storeroom that can help you to survive in difficult times. The only storeroom that can feed your soul, your spirit, and your body when there's no life-supporting material on the outside. Allow God's word in the midst of your heart. If you want to be an overcomer, begin to believe God's word in the midst of your heart. Begin to store the word of God in your heart like the bear. And when the harsh conditions of life comes in the winter, you will stand the test of time in the presence of Jesus, in peace of heart. Begin to fill your heart, your soul with the living word of God. So when the enemy comes to attack your mind, you will resist him with the weapons of righteousness and send him to where he belongs and stand in faith in Christ Jesus and drill deep and move on and overcome. It is that word that produces the overcoming spirit in your life. It is time for you to grab onto faith. When you run out of rope, it is time to grab onto faith. When you run out of natural resources, it is time to tap into God's inward resources. They are available. They are already there, lodged in the storeroom of God for those who see, for those who discern, those who know how to apply them in their lives. When the enemy comes with his thoughts, with his circumstances, to derail you from your natural focus, it is too late to look for the Bible verse to apply. But the sword is in your heart. Faith is already there, ready to use as occasion demands. So today, are you in winter where everything is dried? No help from anyone. No health, no money, no future. How do we stand the test of time? How do we respond in the world we live today? No one can stand the test of time if you don't stand on the solid rock of the living word of God. Remember, in times of hardship, in times of difficulty, in times of winter, there is a seed planted. Jesus said, nobody can break you. Why? Because your seed remained. What is the seed? Our faith, our belief in Christ Jesus stand forever. When they were in the upper room, threatened by life, the apostle began to pray, began to fast. Why? They get out of survival mode when they begin to pray, when they begin to log into the new realm above the senses, when they look beyond their circumstances, and the power of the Holy Ghost came upon their lives, and their life changed forever. Looking at life, its storms and adversities, is a trap of Satan to derail you from your natural focus. When he comes upon you with his weapons, like Goliath, with his terror, with his intimidation and fear and situation, go into survival mode. Step into faith and stay there, like David did. Oh my Lord, David has a weapon. What was his weapon? The sword of the Spirit in his heart. What defeated Goliath was not the stone. The word of faith, David said, you come to me with spear, with javelin, with weapons on the outside. I stand against you in the name of the Lord. Today, the birds of the air will feed on your carcasses. That's what he said. And I will cut your hair. The word of faith that sprung from his spirit opened the door to success and victory. And David stepped on the footprint of his, oh my Lord. The issue of the battle went on the footprint of his confession. All you need is to hear the word of God. Say, I am here with you. When God is with you, who can be against you? Nobody. When situation rises against you, they can never take away your faith. We overcome by tapping into God's resources. A man of faith lacks nothing, even while everything is necessary. Are you in the wilderness? Look deep within you. You will realize there is faith deep within you. There are resources deep within you. All you need is to tap on God's resources embedded in your spirit, in your heart, by faith. They are already there for those who recognize it. How do you recognize it? Remove the veil of trouble. Stop concentrating on your problem. Stop looking at what the situation looks like and change your focus. Look inwardly and you will discern that you are not alone. That will renew your mind. And the peace of God will take over your heart. That will renew you to know that you are not alone and your emotion will be settled. No matter the situation you are in now, God is whom you need him to be for you. I ask you one question. Why the Lord God took his people in the wilderness where there's no food, where there's no water? Because there are inward resources that only a man of faith can discover. Ask Joshua, ask Caleb, ask Moses, ask Joshua. They never lacked in the midst of the wilderness because their heart was anchored in God and they tapped on God's resources and stand their faith and overcome the wilderness and they entered the promised land. So to you, my brother, my sister, what is the condition of your heart today? What is the state of your faith today? If you are in survival mode, let me tell you, the one who overcomes is closer to you than ever before. What do you need? Just a slot of faith is enough to revive your situation. What a means of blessing is a look of faith to Christ, to the cross. What you are looking for is closer to you than ever before. Victory? Victory, life full and abundant, is already there for those who recognize it. I'm here to pray for you today, and I do believe a look of faith to Jesus Christ will give you a slot of faith, and you will get out of your desperate situation today. So, my dear brother, no one is hopeless whose hope is in Christ. No one comes to Jesus Christ in comfort. So don't see your situation as strange. The overcomer is closer to you than ever before. The one who took them by the wilderness is with you through the valleys of the shadow of death. He is with you, closer to you than ever before. Therefore, take care of your heart. Take care of the storeroom where the heavenly resources are in your heart, your spirit. Victory starts inside of you. The means of survival are inside of you. The means of victory are inside of you. The day you become aware that he who overcomes dwells in you, you will overcome all obstacles of life by stepping in faith in God's word embedded in your spirit, in your heart, in Jesus' name. Thank you. So I'm going to pray for you today. You whose faith is in survival mode, you who has lost all hope, listen to my word. Listen to the word of my mouth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the message of the word of God. Join me in prayer. I stand today in agreement with your faith to pray for God to turn your situation around. I'm here to pray for the Lord to open the eyes of your faith so you can see those who are with you today. I want to pray just like Hagar did. Hagar was in the wilderness with his son. No water, no life-supporting material. Hagar sat at a distance not to see the death of his son. But the Bible says that God, who sees in the wilderness, opened the eyes of Hagar and she saw a well. In the midst of the wilderness, there's a well of life. In the midst of darkness, there's a light. In the midst of poverty, there's embedded wealth. In the midst of death, there is resurrection. There is Jesus. Right now, give me your heart and let us pray. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20, my son, in the wilderness of life, pay attention to my words. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for there are life for those who find them. For out of your heart spring the wellspring of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, to the timid soul, to the one who is heavily burdened by life vicissitudes, by troubles, by situation. You, whose faith seems to be stifled today because you're overwhelmed in your mind, overwhelmed in your soul, overwhelmed by your situation. You can't pray anymore. You can't talk anymore. There's no hope anymore. Let me tell you something. Open your heart. I ask Jesus, Father, open the heart to see, to discern the inner voice of the Holy Ghost. Open the heart to see the light shining in the dark. Open the eyes of his faith to see the vision of those around him. Open his heart, as you did for Hagar, to see the inward resources of heaven. Open the eyes to see when it seems to be no end, there is an end to all situation. Look of faith to Jesus. Look to the cross where the price was paid for the blessings you're looking for. Look to the cross where abundant provision has been made. When Jesus died for you and rose again from the dead to give you a life that is full and free in the name of Jesus. Right now, I stretch my hand and speak to your heart. I say to you, whatever veil, whatever situation has harassed, clouded your faith so you cannot see, whatever trouble in your health, whatever trouble in your soul, in your marital life, that take you to a place of depression, to a place where you are physically stressed and oppressed, when you are mentally stressed and oppressed, when the light of hope is off, I pray, let there be light in your heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be light in your soul in the name of Jesus. Let there be light in your body, in your circumstances, in the name of Jesus. As Elisha prayed in 2 Kings chapter 6, for the eyes of his servant to be opened, I pray, oh God, open the eyes of your faith. Open the eyes of the faith to see what is stored in their heart. The opening of the eyes of our faith is the silencing of our fears. I pray in the name of Jesus, let that veil be removed in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit is oppressing you, whatever spirit is bombarding your heart, that spirit, I command you to live in the name of Jesus. I speak to that situation. I say, be still in the name of Jesus. Be still in the name of Jesus. Be still in the name of Jesus. Whatever weight is upon your soul, what weight of bondage upon your soul, I say that weight be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be released in your heart. Be released in your mind. Be released in your body. Be released, be released, be released, be released in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the peace of Christ into your heart, into your mind, into your conscience in the name of Jesus. Let the rivers of life from your spirit, from your heart, begin to illumine your mind to know that God is truly with you. Let your mind be renewed for knowing that God is with you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No matter what stands between you and God's promises, I say, give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Lord, open their eyes to see the promise of heaven. Open their heart to the living word of God, to focus on what God's word says and not on what situation says. Open their heart to see God's opinion in the matter. Let them discover the well of life in their heart. Oh Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on them. Fall afresh on them. Enter their heart, enter their soul in the name of Jesus. Let the weary soul say, I am strong in the name of Jesus. Let the sick say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Let the poor say, I am blessed in the name of Jesus. When you speak the word of life over your situation, over your life, you have released your faith and brought God's power in your situation. When Jesus comes, your life will never be the same. I speak blessing in your spirit in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in your heart in the name of Jesus. I speak life in your heart in the name of Jesus. And I command all the negative circumstances on your life to bow down in the name of Jesus. Let all the mountains of situation, of trouble, of despair be leveled in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever stopped your life, begin to move in the name of Jesus. Begin to move in the name of Jesus. Let there be new life. Spring has come. A new dawn has come. A new life has come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your faith begin to rise. Let your faith begin to rise. Let your faith begin to speak. Let your faith begin to speak in the name of Jesus. I speak about faith. There is a seed in your life. That seed remains. The tree may seem dead on the outside, but there's life on the inside of you. What do we need? Begin to meditate on the word of God. Begin to allow God's word in the midst of your heart. When you meditate, what happens? The seed embedded begin to take life, begin to receive life, begin to receive life, begin to receive life, begin to receive life. Life in your heart, life in your soul, life in your mind, life in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak breakthrough to your life. I speak breakthrough to your spirit, your life, breakthrough to your spiritual life, breakthrough to your emotional life, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Step out of that situation. Step out of darkness. Step out, step out, step out in the name of Jesus. And walk out in liberty. Walk out in freedom. Walk out in peace in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. Those who are living in the season of blessing, you are blessed. Everything seems good. Please don't forget, when times are good, when blessings overflow, begin to store in your heart the inward resources of faith. Begin to meditate on the word of God. When you face difficult times one day, begin to meditate, begin to engage your heart like the animal that ruminates, that brings out into his mouth the food he swallowed in his stomach. The resources of heaven, the word of God in your heart will produce the strength, will produce the life you need to overcome every situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, allow the spirit of faith to take you to victory. in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to meditate. Begin to confess the word of faith. And God will meet you at the point of essential need. And your life will never be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter what your situation looks like, no matter how desperate, how frightening it looks, take heart and look inwardly. The way out for you, the way out for you has come. It is closer, closer, closer than you have never thought. Begin to engage your heart and the storeroom will open. Begin to engage your heart and God's storeroom will open. Heavenly currencies, heavenly wealth, begin to tap on God's resources to endure whatever situation comes your way. When you begin to meditate on the word of God, just like the animal, the cow ruminate the food in his stomach. He will bring it out in his stomach, the food swallow and begin to ruminate. Life will begin to manifest. And when you meditate, the Holy Spirit will meet you at the point of essential need and you cross over the wilderness. Water will flow in the wilderness. Life will manifest when there seems to be no life. Strength will manifest in your weaknesses. God's word will refresh your mind. God's spirit will renew your strength. There is a way out. In whatever situation you face today, you can revive that situation. How? Speak the word of faith over that mountain. Speak the word of faith in the wilderness. Speak the word of faith to that barren situation. Speak the word of faith to that sickness. Speak the word of faith, and you will release God's power on the scene. And you will see behind that situation lies victory. Behind poverty, there is blessing. Behind trouble, there is peace when Christ is involved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.